Blog Talk Radio.
How's everyone doing? Welcome to Kale's Corner, the Tuesday edition. Y'all, hey, listen, I ain't even going to fake with y'all. Me and my co-hosts need y'all energy today. We need that. But look, Tree, when I picked this song, right, it was with no understanding, no knowledge, no thought of, they say your mother name in this joint. Betty Boo, how do you? I was like, just now when I was listening to it. Okay. Well, this song is dedicated to her. One more time. This song cracked me up. You know what? This doesn't remind me of the summertime as a little boy when all us little youngins running around, playing, acting crazy. The adults playing dominoes. They playing spades, horseshoes. You know what I mean? They talking trash. And yeah, this joke just hit me where I needed to. Come on one more time, y'all. Hit me where I need you at, man. Everybody asking, who cooked the potato salad? Who made this? Who made that? Who made, you know, all the questions going all around. Who did this and who did that? You know, and look, my little cousin always found his way in some water when we weren't supposed to be in the water. You know, he would turn the hose on and play in the water hose, get himself dirty, filthy, soaking wet, and my aunt would have a fit. And then all you hear is this, Tree.
Jamaica fun, that's what it is.
And the party's
getting ready.
I'm sorry, y'all. Hey, but look, that song would come on trees and the party would go on. Everybody would just be like, okay, Lil Anthony Wet up once again. He's been in the dirt. He's been in the mud. All right, whatever. Next chapter. Let's move on. Next phase. What's happening?
Back.
Again. Welcome, everyone, to the Tuesday edition of Kill's Corner. I got my co-host that's always there, ride or die, with her boy. Hey, look, y'all. Freestyle set me up the other day, y'all. I go on T's Fashions and things, right? And what do I see? A fresh pair of butters. And for those of you who don't know, that's the tan double sole Timberland. I live by those shoes. Do you understand me? Those boots are the backdrop to my life growing up, because we once was wearing the Super Timberlands, the high brown ones, but the butters came in, and we tried the black double sole. You know, you still got a few people who recognize that or rock the black butter sole, but double sole. But for real, it was the butters. It was the butters. Yeah. It was the butters. And this Bama got the butters double toe on TNT Fashions and things. And I call her, y'all. She didn't say, hey. She didn't say, what's up, co-host? What's going on? She said, I knew you was going to call me. That was her first thing. So, hey. Damn job, Tree. That's all I was saying. But look, I told Reese, I said, I know you was planning on getting this laptop, this new laptop for yourself, but Tree got these double sole butters. And she said, well, you can really get paid, get them. I said, oh, okay. That's what's
say less.
That is what
say
less. No argument, no fussing. No, you can't get them. Just getting paid, get them. So, hey, man, all I'm going to say is, bruh, find yourself a Reese cup. Find yourself a Reese cup,
look,
and a lady tea.
Let me tell you what that's about. You absolutely find yourself a Reese cup. Definitely. Oh, hands down, find yourself a Reese cup, right? Even as a friend, find yourself a Reese cup, okay? But
that's,
I think, to get you with the draw two or the draw four, bruh. I'm just gonna say that.
Why you bringing up old
stuff? She let you use your drawer two and your drawer four, bruh.
She let me.
I got to.
For those of you that are a little behind, last week I said Reese bought a purse from Tree. And I wanted to do something. I forgot what it was. This was long before the butter Timberlands, okay? Tree's been planning this scheming. Yeah. Dang, yeah. Yes. I got my third pair of Nike boots. Reese, when I said something about her purse, you know, I told y'all the story last week. How she didn't say anything. You know how when a person wants you to see that they have something new, they and it's all up in your face and right there at you. Well, yeah, that was Reese Cup last week displaying her brand new MCM bag. And when I said something to her about them, she proceeded to remind me that I have three pairs of Nike boots, and yeah, let her do her thing. So Teresa and I decided that what Reese actually did was threw a draw four card on me to shut me up. Okay, so yeah, and now she has come back and into the game, throwing a draw two on me. Because, listen, I'm a shoe dude. I am right. I love shoes, man. I love shoes as a man, okay? You never see me wearing certain shoes, I'll say. But Nike, Timberland, Adidas, Saucony, New Balance, Jordans, Tigers, ASIC Tigers, you know, yeah, y'all. Your boy need help, man. I need counseling because I have seen a pair of shoes that I don't like. I have seen that, so I'm not going to say that, but mm-hmm. It's few and far between. I love my shoes. I love shoes so much. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, she got me, y'all. She got me. All right, y'all. On today's episode of Kale's Corner, we will be discussing NCAA basketball's approach to March Madness. Who do you see mm-hmm. as your front runner or the team that may just win it all? You know, we want to know. Because Treece may mention last week that we're going to fill out a bracket together as a show. So we want everyone to, you know, start thinking. We're trying to get into this NCAA thing early so we'll all know what is what, you know. The NBA, with all the trades and new team additions, we take a look to see who we think will help the new team the most, you know. Your boy Dame, he said he ain't gone nowhere and he ain't going nowhere. But to the 70-point club, to the 71-point club down there in Portland, you know, he showed us what is Dame time against Houston Rockets. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. The Lakers, y'all. The Lakers had an Anthony Davis sighting on Sunday night versus the Dallas Mavericks and left a little Laker turmoil down there in Dallas between Jason Kidd goodness gracious, how could I forget that boy's name, Treece? What is his name, man? The foreign Luka. Luka Doncic. Luka. Mm-hmm. Jason Kidd and Luka Doncic. Hey, you know, when you're winning, all I'm going to say, everything smells good, tastes good, is done good. But when you're losing, whoa, man, it's a whole different situation. And these NBA stars today, one thing they cannot take is criticism. I'm serious. They cannot take criticism. And, yeah, we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to take a look at the latest in the NFL, you know. I don't know about y'all, but my team doing something, boy. I can't even talk about it without smiling. I know you hear me. I know y'all hear me out there. I can't talk about my Washington football team without smiling, being in a good mood. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Everyone, we ask you to either join Lady T and the Online Corner crew, my Betty and him. My Betty, he said your name in the intro song, my Betty. Yeah. On Facebook Live. He said thank you. Tell her I said thank you for Lamar. But, hey, that's another question. The Online Corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or join myself, DMV Kale, and the in-live studio guest at 563-999-3782 each and every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. Kale's Corner. And y'all listen to this.
Yeah.
I want y'all to hear this part. Kale's Corner, something more than just a sports talk show. I'm telling y'all, we are something more than just a sports talk show. We have good, wholesome fun here. like I just had on at my belly. Because they don't seem to know what to do with Lamar. But anyway, that's another topic. Stop it, Tree. Stop it. You know what I mean? All right, I'm sorry, Lady T. I didn't even give you a chance.
No,
I'm not, because I know somebody special in your family just had a birthday. And I know you want to tell her happy birthday.
Well, bro, you know, I don't do birthdays, so I'm good. You can
tell
her.
I do.
There you go.
You bama. Happy birthday, you little sis. Happy birthday, baby. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday from all of us to you. Happy, happy birthday. We hope all your dreams ain't true. Hey, hey, I just made that up.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
That was good.
Yeah, that was tight. That was tight. That was tight. All right, so we're going to take a quick one, y'all. 563-999-3782 is the number.
563-999-3782.
I got y'all back. All right, y'all. We'll be right back.
Too excited, y'all. Put your bad stuff. Bad louder.
Went by so quick, you know. It went by so quick. And we are here to let 007 know, bruh, you ain't off the hook. We ain't forgot you was supposed to be giving us our Black History story, and you ain't give us one. So, yeah, you on the hook for that one. Yeah, you are on the hook for that one. But the NCAA tournament, guys, and pretty much the same teams are in the lead of their potential tournament. Trees, I know what you said, and I've taken it to heart. I've taken to heart everything you said. But I'm still going to roll with Purdue. I feel something with them Boilermakers. You got that about? I feel something. Yeah, so, you know. And congratulations to the Maryland Terrapins. They are now number 2 in the Big Ten Conference. Look at here, look at here. At 11 and 7. But Purdue, I'm telling y'all. I put it this way. Out of all the teams I've had the opportunity to watch, now, I haven't watched them all. But out of all the teams that I've had the opportunity to watch, Purdue just seems to be the more professional, professionally assembled playing team right now in the NCAA. To me, your opinion, what do you think?
I like Purdue. You know I do. I like Purdue. But, you know, Kansas. I mean, them Jaybirds looking amazing right now. I've been watching them a lot. And UCLA, they kind of, you know, they falling off. But I like Purdue. I'm not even going front on Purdue. I like Purdue. I like the big man. I don't know if he's going to be able to sustain, you know, all that's great come his way with all, you know, all the games and stuff, because he's so big, you know, and that's a lot of running up and down that he's going to have to do. So I don't know, I'm kind of torn because Merlin making a push, like you just said, Merlin making their push right now. So I'm leaning towards Kansas right now.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I can see that, and I'm not going to knock you for that. I ain't going to knock you for that at all. Let's go up in Jersey with Big Brother Lou. What's up, Lou? How you feeling today?
Hey, Lou.
Okay. Hey, guys, if you ever get, try to call me on Saturday. I can use some more callers.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Especially March 25th.
Oh, March 25th?
You know why. Come on.
Is it your birthday, Lou?
The day before.
Is it your birthday? Okay.
The day before.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So just
to
keep that in mind. All right. So we can have to do the, it's, let's see now, 12 days in time before Selection Sunday. If my calculations are correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yep. I follow it, you know, closely as any other college basketball fan does. Of course, I'm a little disappointed in my own conference this year, namely the Big East. I mean the Big East. Oh, come on. Let's not do that. You know, they haven't looked at the potential. I mean, UConn started out great at the end of the year, and then they just fell flat.
Marquette trying to hold it down, Marquette trying to hold that conference down. I don't. Marquette is the best out of all of them right now. I see Marquette taking that conference right
Marquette?
Now.
Marquette. Yeah, Marquette looks like the strong one here.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the top three. I mean, it's got actually the top four because I like what I see with UCLA this year. I mean, they've really stepped up. You know,
UCLA not in the top four, are they?
Yes, they are. Number four.
Yeah, they are. They are.
In Big East?
They are.
In the Big East?
No, they're in the Pac-12. And I'm going to the
conference. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but Marquette is leaving the Big East. When this time they need to win the Big East, you know, the whole changing conferences, you know, has really messed up the game itself. I mean, it used to be St. John's, Rutgers, Seton Hall, Georgetown. Well, Georgetown is not what they used to be.
Well, hey, real quick.
Yes.
You got in the Pac-12 conference, UCLA Bruins at 16-2, Arizona Wildcats 13-5. USC are number three at 13-5. Arizona State Sun Devils 11-7, and the fifth team in the Pac-12 conference are the Oregon Ducks at 10-8. Go ahead.
Oregon Ducks.
Okay.
Well, I prefer Oregon for football, not basketball.
That's true.
And I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
They're a football school.
Yeah.
They're not known for the football.
Yeah. I'd like to see what UCLA this year, though. Got to be tough, though, between, you know, Houston and Alabama. I mean, Alabama hasn't done this well in decades in basketball. Again, that's another football school, but they have risen up, too. Put something in the water.
So who do you think you take? If you had to pick right now, who would you take?
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say Kansas. That's a powerhouse right there.
Me too.
So, yeah. You know, I'm not sure about Houston. They've had great seasons and whatnot, but I don't know if it's going to hold up well going deep into the tournament. You know, I think we might be thinking, well, they'll probably get them one seed, but I think I could see something happening like the Sweet 16, where they're going to get knocked out. I don't feel strong with them, even though they're having the best, you know, seasons since the end of the
caveman
era.
Your phone breaking up, Lou.
Well, I'm going to get a new one in a couple of weeks.
Okay, Lou.
At least I hope.
Point. Point well taken. Point well taken. Let's go to let's go to. Oh, I don't know who this is. Let's check this person out.
Who called?
203-246. How are you? Sure.
You talking to your uncle, boy? This is your uncle. This is your uncle Shorty.
Let's get it.
I love you, I love you so much, man. Oh my goodness!
This is your uncle.
He bring it
this is your uncle Shorty, and y'all better leave those Jayhawks alone.
I was gonna say, oh, do you got a name? I want to call you by your name. Hey, Uncle Shorty, how are you?
This is it.
Hey,
yeah.
This is the uncle.
Yeah.
This is the uncle. Yeah, he loves the Jayhawks. He loves the Jayhawks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I picked him.
You picked the Jayhawks. You're on the right track.
Yeah, I picked him.
Yeah,
you
Taylor,
you forgot. He's over there picking the Purdue.
Yeah, Purdue.
The Boilermakers.
Your nephew
Boiler,
get Purdue.
Nah, they never make it.
That's
they never get past the Elite Eight. They won't get past the Elite Eight.
Okay. Okay.
I know that's right.
Well,
come on,
tell.
And we got a couple of dangerous teams. We got a couple of dangerous teams in the Big East now, y'all.
Well, hey, Uncle Shorty, tell Aunt Ethel to put her oxtails where your mouth is.
We just had oxtails this weekend. That was my birthday, Kale.
Oh, man.
That's what I had for my birthday.
Boy.
But I need it for my birthday, and I need a bowl. Tell Aunt Ethel to blow the oxtails. Okay?
All you got to do is blow on in. Catch that sound away and shock and blow on in. That's all you got to do.
I know that's right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's that Southern love. That's that Southern
right.
love.
Right. It truly is. How are things going health-wise? You good, right?
I'll know next week. I'll know next week. I'm feeling good. That's all that I care.
Well, you know what, you called into the right place. Because Kale Corner got prayer warriors. We're going to put you on our prayer list. I mean, we've already put you on, but I want you to know that you are on our prayer list. And yeah, we are claiming that doctor giving you some victorious news next week. All right? We claiming that.
I ain't got but one thing to say. I got cancer, but cancer don't got me.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Yes. I love that. I love that.
I'm gonna use that one.
Oh my goodness! You brought a whole. Hey, you know what? Before we came on air, my co-host and I were saying we need some energy. We need some energy.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you right now for being that energy. Seriously, man.
Yeah.
Seriously, I appreciate you. I love you. You know, hey, man, I couldn't have asked for a better uncle than the one I'm talking to right now. You know what I'm talking about? Look.
I know that's right.
Trees, remember I told you about the uncle who was contemplating on putting me out of his house in Connecticut because I messed up his stage? This is Uncle
Put him out, Uncle Shorty. Playing them wrong hands. Come on now.
Uncle Shorty, I remember it like it was yesterday, man. Uncle said,
man, you sitting up there with the Joker and you letting all this other doo walk. He said, man, I had every other. He said, we just set them. And I'm sitting there like, what does set mean? Hey, listen.
It only turned
really
one book, bruh.
You know, in my house growing up, we play Bible cards. It wasn't
okay.
Bible cards.
We played Bible cards. There wasn't no spades going on. So,
Yeah, when they say you want to play spades, I jumped at the opportunity. And, I'm so sorry. Look, after all these years, I'm telling you, I'm sorry that I lost that game for us like I did. I didn't realize winning meant that much, man. So, hey, forgive me.
Come on, man. We used to break the chest, the back of the chest. You know how you hit the thing so hard and then you slam your back to the back of the chest? Oh, we done broke the chest like that.
I didn't learn all that until I went in the military. Once I got in the military, then I knew, okay, this is how you play that
game. It was serious.
It was serious, yeah. It was serious.
Yes, Lord. Uncle Shorty, we got your back over here at Kill's Corner now. We got you.
All right. I just had to touch in. I got to get ready for Bible study, but I just wanted to touch base today. I felt pretty good today. I wasn't too far down.
Good job.
I didn't have to do that. Let me check Kel's corner.
I know that's right. Well, we appreciate it.
Y'all be hearing from me again.
That's what's up. All right, tell Marvin and Jermaine and Aunt Ethel that I say hello. I love them all. And you tell them I said they better be whatever you need them to be, or they gonna have to answer to me. All right.
You got it.
All right. All right. Pray for us, and we definitely gonna say a prayer to you.
Y'all keep on praying for me. I feel the prayers. I feel all the prayers. That's why I can stay upbeat all the time.
Okay, we got your back.
All right, enjoy
the rest of your day.
All right, I'm sure
he
love you. All right,
love you too. He brought the energy, baby.
Yeah, he brought it, man. He brought a couple of tears to my eyes. Come on, 57.
That's why I got your back. I got you.
Yeah, I mean, cause it's serious, you know.
Huh?
It's serious. Yeah, come on, 57. Let's change
topic.
Come on, let's go.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Uncle Shorty,
hey.
I don't know what they was praying for you for, but I'm just praying for you. So it really doesn't matter.
Right.
All my mom, I'm just praying for you, bro. So what
Uncle
I missed?
Shorty.
I heard
Uncle Shorty
I heard
said
something
he got
about
cancer. Kansas. Cancer don't have him. Bam. Just
there
like
you
that.
Go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we talking about the NCAA. Who you know?
I did hear Unc say he picking Kansas.
Yeah.
I like Kansas too. I don't think they're gonna make it to the championship. I like what he said about Purdue. They got a good thing. A lot of people don't look at. You might have a team in SEC or a certain division, and they might be number six in that division, but they go out of their conference. They can go out of their conference and beat anybody in the nation, but their conference.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to look at strength of conference, strength of schedule. You know, UCLA got a good team, you know, but anybody in the top 10 got a chance of winning the title. I look for somebody to come out of, you know, not in the top 10, or a team to get on a roll like Villanova did when they beat Georgetown. They were the lowest ranking team in our conference that year, but they managed to keep beating people. They went out west and they just managed to keep winning until, you know, by the time they got to the championship, they were player tough and ready to roll, and they had figured everything out. So that's what you need. That's what I think we gotta look forward to. But Kansas, UCLA, Purdue, they all got great. Baylor, I watched them play the other night. Even though they've lost a couple of games, they still got a good team that can win this whole thing. You know,
I heard him mention
Alabama.
You know what, 57? Since you said that, you made me look up the conferences, right? So I'm looking in this Southeastern Conference.
Yeah.
Alabama is leading this conference at 15-1. Texas A&M 13-3, Kentucky Wildcats 11-5, Tennessee Volunteers 10-6. And the reason I read this off is I think that sneak team that 57 is talking about, I think it's going to come from this Southeastern Conference, for real. I think it's going to come from this Southeastern Conference because we all know Alabama, and we give them a football name or school title. But their basketball is dynamite this year. Texas.
Yeah, they only lost one game. Yeah, they only
Texas
lost one game. They just beat the one, like you said.
Yes.
And their number one player who – I'm sorry, Kale. I apologize.
No, they want number one player. Go ahead.
The number one player who might be the number one player in the country is the guy that brought the gun to the other guy that killed his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yes. And it was some controversy on him coming into the game the other night, and they did a pat down. Of him, he ran up, and no, that's not funny. That's not funny.
No,
bro.
I'm laughing. That wasn't a funny laugh. That was a like, why do we have to do that laugh? Like,
how silly can you be?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, right. Thank you. Yeah, it wasn't. I wasn't.
Yeah.
Let me.
Yeah, I got you, sis. I knew what you was laughing at.
Yeah,
but it's just like this is a situation where someone's life was taken. Well, actually, a couple of people's lives were taken because that family who supported that young man, all of their dreams of what they're going to do and how they're going to celebrate him are gone. They're done. And then that young lady who was actually killed, you know, the young lady who was actually killed. I'm so sick and tired of these young men who feel the, if I can't have you, no one will theory. I'm sick of that. I'm sick of that. Bruh, if she don't want you no more, move on. Just move on. You know, and I hate to
you
get
know,
off
I
topic,
personally,
y'all, but I hate to get off topic, but that,
personally
that just disturbed me. Go ahead.
I agree.
And I understand what you're saying, Kale, because I've personally in my life been hurt by that circumstance. And I just don't understand for the life of me why, if someone doesn't want you, what makes you think doing, you know, doing that is going to make it any better? I mean, what are you thinking?
Right.
What is your head going through? I just don't understand it. And for the life of me, you know, I've had to live with it all my life. I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I'm with you, 57. I'm with you.
I feel
it's
you,
like,
57. You know I feel you.
And I've had my heart broken, y'all. Broken. Little Miss Keita in the ninth grade, red bone, pretty eyes, bow-legged, boy. Nobody couldn't tell me that wasn't going to be my lady. Until I went over her house unexpectedly and saw another dude in there with her. Girl, you talking about heartbroken? Listen.
Right.
Melvin Lindsay with the Quiet Storm, and nobody could help your boy out. You understand me? And mom's coming there and say, well, son, that happens, son. You just got to pray about it.
Yeah.
How is prayer going to bring my woman back to me? I went on.
Right.
I lost it. But but I didn't think about.
But my thing is, why won't they why not? Don't do nothing to somebody else. If you feeling violent and you listen, go in the corner, do whatever you need to do to yourself.
Do you? Don't me.
Don't be messing with other people, and because when you do that, it not only affects that one person, it affects everybody that loves that person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it affects everybody,
exactly.
And then you don't know because it affects them for the rest of their life. It affects
Yep.
Yep.
Hmm.
And all you got after that is an 8x10 and no more freedom. And I'm going to tell you something. I could get claustrophobic if I get locked in the bathroom and can't get out. So I know.
Hey, 57. I got a walk-in closet. I got a walk-in closet in my bedroom, and I go in and out of that joint when I'm trying to put my outfit together for me and Debo to go out. I always try to stay in that joint too long. It's bothering me to be in there. So I know exactly what you're saying. Let's go to our brother 007. What's up, 007?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
007.
How y'all doing? Hey. Happy Tuesday. I miss you.
Hey,
I miss y'all, people.
I was waiting to see if we were going to get the whispering 007 or the brother that's going to come out with it. So I'm taking
well,
you off.
You know what it is, then. Well, you know what
he
it is, then.
Today's
history. I owe y'all this because it's the last day of Black History. I owe y'all this. So today I want to talk about Jesse Owens. I want to talk about James Cleveland Owens, who was born on my mama's birthday, but it was in 1913, way back then. He died on March 31st, 1980. Jesse Owens was an American track and field athlete who won four gold medals at the 1936 Olympic Games. Owens specialized in sprint and the long jump and was recognized in his lifetime as perhaps the greatest and most famous athlete in track and field history. Jesse Owens, thank you, sir. Today in Black History.
I
heard everything. Your uncle Shorty is every uncle I want to be. That's why my nephews call me Super Uncle. I appreciate him for that. I felt it the whole time. I want to get that out of the way. Another thing I want to talk about is that Brandon Miller, who's playing at Alabama, you averaging 19 points per game. Hey, look, you're about to be an NBA prospect. There's no way for heck you should put yourself in a situation. I sent you a video about that, too, by the way, Brother Kale. You shouldn't be putting yourself in a situation like that. Your team is number two in the country. Number two in the country.
Yeah.
I was hearing God the whole time, and when you mentioned Alabama, I was like, first thing I thought about Brandon Miller and, 57 hit it on the nail. You know, ain't no girl, or no relationship worth you throwing over all because of heartbreaks. Got to get back up and get back on your feet.
Dust yourself off.
Yeah.
Dust yourself off.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of scenarios with y'all. You know, I had my heart broken by a light-skinned girl also. But, you got to move on.
Y'all
should
have got dark-skinned sisters.
Hey, listen.
I'm telling you.
I ended up with that.
You ended up with one.
Going back. Yeah, and I ain't going back. You know what I'm talking about? But Pops told me, he said, boy, you sitting in here crying in the dark, listening to love talk, slow jams, and all that crazy mess. Oh,
yeah.
He say, son, it's a pole rack that only got one hole. I said, what? What that mean, Dad? He said, you'll learn.
Wait a minute.
I have learned.
Okay.
To not be a pole rack. Especially when
and it's a song that calls that, though. It takes a fool to learn that love don't love nobody.
Love don't love
nobody.
Yes, sir. Well, it took a fool to learn that Keita ain't love him for real.
That's true.
She left, brother. Hey, listen, that was the first time in my life I was ever drop-jawed, ever. Like, huh? And looked at the other two, and this is something I never do, right? Only a female can bring this out of you. I'm looking at the other dude like my ears look better than his. My nose is shaped better than his.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I know.
Hey, look.
And when I finally got a chance to bomb around, I said, you go ahead with that big, funny nose, Ronald McDonald, Ed Bama, looking like, girl, I went off. Yeah, all right. Let's take another call. I got way off subject. Come on, brother. Bring us back.
Come on, Tang. Bring us back.
Corner family. Much love and respect. How y'all doing today, fam? 007,
hey,
I can't hear you, bro. I missed you, man. What's up, Miss T? What's up,
he out in the bathroom.
What's up, 57? Nah, man, I was on post up,
bro.
Baby, man.
Miss y'all, so
man.
My
bright, I ain't got my 007, bro. I'm talking about 007 out the bathroom.
Oh, no, me. Me.
Oh,
same
thing.
That's y'all crazy. Hey, look, look, I came in when I was just hearing 007 talking. Y'all got to bring me up real fast. Then I heard y'all was talking about y'all hearts. I ain't going to say y'all because everybody's heart been broke before, but what's going on, man?
We doing NCAA.
Yeah, and with a Kale's Corner twist. It's the NCAA
right.
And the Kale's Corner twist.
Hey, look, but that's how it always goes. We talk about everything. You're going to get a twist of something every Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay.
Hey, look, so basically, we talking about the NCAA, but if you got something else you want to bring up.
About Brandon Miller that played with Alabama, you know what I'm saying? Being the number two seed in the country, you know, for the college basketball jump.
Okay, well look, y'all know I look at the college basketball, but I don't be up on it like y'all. But when y'all talk about hearts being broke, everybody went through that. I went through it in high school. We called it a shambles.
Yeah.
Your heart was hurting, and it really hurt. And all I can say is I got a homie named Little, right? Every time he knew somebody was hurting, Little would get you in the car, and he would play that song.
They'd
be like, man, if you want to cry, go ahead and cry, man. And that's what always made us
love anybody the way I love somebody.
I'm he used to put that on. Oh, my gracious. He used to try to break us down with that joint if he knew you was hurting. If your girl had left you or you did something stupid and your girl broke up with you. But, yeah, man, definitely talk about that. That was funny. That was real.
Yeah,
man,
that's
why I never messed with a light skinned girl again.
Ever.
She ain't lying about that.
Ever.
I left them light skinned girls alone. They was terrible with it.
Man. What? Back in the 8th semester.
They heartbreakers.
Hey.
Yes, they are.
They heartbreakers.
Yeah.
I learned the lesson today. Thank y'all. I thought it was just
younger
me.
Nah, man. Hey, listen.
Hey, man.
God,
y'all can't be just putting that on light-skinned women. Y'all just picked the wrong one.
Oh, so it's a coincidence that all of us. All of us' heart was broken by light-skinned women. That's a coincidence. That's what you're saying.
Hey, man, all of y'all picked the wrong card when y'all sat down at the table. You should have picked the spade.
He reneged.
Hey, bro, when I came out, I knew what the deal was. I want me a black woman. I want me a black woman.
I know that's right, 57.
Yes,
sir.
You
want to kiss me, not Mitchie. You want to kiss me, not
That's
Mitchie.
Right. I want a hair to be nappy, lips to be big. Yes, sir.
Oh, my
goodness. Hey. You know what? I'm done. I'm not even saying
You're
that.
Fool,
I'm not even saying that.
mm-hmm.
Nope.
You know what?
Hey, man. I'm just kidding, bro.
NCAA, y'all.
You went down this road, Kale. Don't try to stop this train now.
He just joined in.
Yeah.
Joined right in.
Right in.
Everybody going down, man.
Pretty Ricky.
I'm picking Ken. Ken's picking Purdue.
Oh, man.
57, who you picking?
What, the NCAA?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you, sis. I watched UCLA the other night. They look good. Real good.
Mm-hmm. They do.
You know,
they do.
Kansas, like Unc said, they got their boy number 17, look like Opie Taylor. That boy can ball.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I really, Virginia Tech looks good. You know, they coming out of nowhere. You know, it's just so many good teams. I'm surprised that North Carolina is struggling to even make the tournament right now. So I really don't have a pick right now, sis. I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
So if I was going
to is it safe to say with 57 going with the dark horse? Can we say that? you choosing the dark horse.
I'm
choosing the dark horse.
Yeah, you
say
it's
going to
be a team that come out the blue.
And glory roll type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you say Alabama 007, right?
Hmm?
You say Alabama, right?
No, I'm not picking Alabama because they ain't got Brandon Miller. I mean, because I don't think he's playing or anything.
No, he's playing, bro. He's the number one pick.
Yeah.
He might go number one in the draft if he comes out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you the other night during his introduction, he comes out and another player fake pat him down like a cop would. You know what I mean? And that was his pregame whatever you call it. I don't even have a title for that nonsense. You know? But he stood there.
Well,
they look good,
but my team is the Arizona Wildcats. I like them.
Arizona? Mm. Okay.
Yeah, that's a dark horse.
I told you right now, and I can't really pick right now. I pick on Thursday. Let me do my homework on it.
But these next three to four days,
right?
It'll be a good time because you're going to get bombarded with basketball now. Tournament's coming up, championship week coming up, college basketball.
Yeah.
You're going to see, if you don't know who you want,
you'll know by the end of the next 2 weeks.
Okay, next Thursday then. Not this Thursday. Next Thursday, I'll do my pick. I got you.
Okay.
Is this my man, Cap? Is this the captain in the building?
Cap.
Yeah. What up?
What's up, Cap?
Look at them prayer warriors. They made Cap come out. I know that's right. You feeling better, Cap?
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it for sure. Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah,
Hold on, Cap. I'm going to need you to leave, to hit the button and come out of the Billy D voice and come with some Steve Urkel or somebody, man.
I'm feeling good, man.
Come on.
Oh, he was giving us the Billy D.
You gonna let my hand fall off?
Come on now.
Hey Cap, I'm gonna have some fun with you this football season, buddy. Cause y'all about to mess up your whole team. But anyway, that's another story.
I may be packing my bag, but like you say, that's another story.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question for y'all. Y'all been checking out the SFL? Speaking of football.
Yeah, I tried. I really tried hard.
Yeah.
I watched the defenders
doing their thing.
Yeah, them defenders look pretty good, man.
But this week is going to be their real challenge because they're going against a 2-0. I forgot where the team is from, y'all. Forgive me. But they're going against a 2-0 team this week. So this week is going to be the actual game to watch with these D.C. defenders, in my book. In my book.
Who are they playing this week? They're playing the Battle Hawks. That's my favorite team, too, the Battle Hawks.
Yeah.
The Battle Hawks. That's who they are.
What's up, Lady T?
Who you got for NCAA, Cap? We trying to stay on subject.
I know I'm with Dane. I ain't ready yet, sis.
Okay,
oh,
you with Dane. Okay.
Yeah,
okay, so
I ain't ready yet.
I mean, let me ask a question. Yeah. You and Dane both knew that step. This was a sports talk show, right? That we're doing.
Yes, sir, 57.
Hey, okay, well, can y'all kind of like next week, by Thursday, can y'all be up on the topics, please?
Yes, sir.
Let me stop messing with people.
Hey, but see, you got to understand, though, 57. All of us ain't get to that good old retirement stage, man. We still got to get up and work. Put that big in.
Hey, 57.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't let them talk that trash to you, 57.
You know what I'm saying? You
can I'm not this.
All day long.
Hey, look.
All the sports.
Yeah.
Hey,
I ain't gonna make a call though. I don't know.
I'm jealous of your to work commute, out the bed to the kitchen to the recliner chair. I'm off. I need that commute.
Sometimes I don't even get out the bed, bro.
See what I told y'all? Kale's Corner. Something more than just a sports talk
show.
We learned 57 don't even get out the bed some days. Boy.
Oh, man.
He ain't lying.
And listen, don't be mad at 57 because I ain't getting out of that joint either sometimes. Me either. Okay?
Hey.
So I'm going to tell
you what I'm saying.
My retired brother. Okay? We brother and sister
well,
this thing together.
Thanks.
I'm gonna say this. I was all
come
on today, but I had to go to the DMV, and if that wasn't work, I'm serious, man. Dealing with them folks down at the DMV, that's a whole different animal, y'all. That's a whole different animal, you know.
And you went to that one out on Central Avenue?
Yes, sir.
I wish you would have told me that. I would have told you go ahead and take that trip and go to Waldorf. You would have been in and up and out of there ASAP.
I don't have good experiences at Waldorf either, gentlemen. I do not
It might just be you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I'm willing to admit that. I had to take that daggone learning test. Me and Reese was talking about it yesterday. I had to take that learning test four times before I passed the show. I was getting to the last question, y'all, and hitting the wrong jump. So everything failed on me. I said, man, look at here, Joe. I hate the DMV. I hate the DMV.
I hate going to
the DMV. I hate everything about DMV, for real. But,
Largo is a totally different animal. It'll make you make sure your stuff is in order and straight. You ain't never got to. It will make you straighten up. Tell it. Pay your tickets. Get everything, mail your stuff in, because you don't want to go to Largo.
Not for nothing in the world. Okay, y'all, we're going to take a quick one, y'all, and when we come back, it's NBA time. All right? We'll be right back.
Now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones. Tim, you can go and brush your shoulder off. I got you. If you feeling like a pimp, go and brush your shoulders off. Ladies and pimps too, go and brush your shoulders off.
Don't brush your shoulders off.
Baby, baby, don't forget that boy told you kid. Turtle with shoulders, I'm probably over the yard. Probably be locked by the boss. Trying to hustle some things, that go with the posh. Feeling no remorse, feeling like my hand was false. Middle finger to the grip of my throat. The ladies, they love me, from the bleachers, they screaming. All the ballers be bouncing, they like the way I be leaning. All the rappers be hating, off the track that I'm making. But all the hustlers, they love it, just to see one of us making. Came from the bottom, the bottom.
That's to my man, Debo. That's for you, Debo. The NBA, y'all, with all the trades and the new movement, who do y'all think is really going to help their new team? I see already the Nets are getting help from Dinwiddie, Furry and Smith. You know, them boys are almost playing as if they have addition by subtraction. You know what I'm talking about? They look good. They look good to me. It looks like they haven't missed a beat. But I'm going to say this, and then I'm done with it. Coaching is everything. Coaching is everything. I know people speak on chemistry. They speak on familiarity with one another. But Coach, this is a hell of a job by Coach Vaughn. Seriously, with these Nets, because no one thought that they would remain in contention as they are with KD and Kyrie leaving them.
That's
speaking of KD, ain't KD with Phoenix?
Yeah, but he hasn't played yet. He's still out.
Yeah. So
I think his foot or something.
He's playing tomorrow. He make his debut tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so he in a better position than all of them. His team is fourth seed.
Man,
I'm just sick of him going to teams that already built, got a team. Like, I don't want to talk about Kevin. I ain't got time for him.
That's a whole nother show.
You ask him about coming to the Wizards, and this Bama say it's too much dysfunction in that organization. Well, how dysfunctional was that, bro? How dysfunctional was Brooklyn, bruh?
Everybody telling it's terrible.
I love it when a player comes out and make a statement like that, and he's proven to be a jerk over his own word. You come out, the Wizards is dysfunctional. It's just too much going on there. This and that and the third, all that. Well, you got the same chaos going on with Brooklyn. So much to the point where you had to leave, bruh. You had to leave. So you decided to pack up and join and go with. You know what I'm saying? Quit on you.
Super
he
team.
Didn't want to be there. He didn't want to be there. That's enough. I'm off it. I'm sorry, y'all.
It does hurt because I live right here in the DMV area. But the Celtics are no longer number one. The Bucks has taken their place as number one.
Yeah.
You guys, how do you guys feel about that? And since we're talking about KD, Giannis came out and said he criticized KD for going to the Suns. He said, "Won't you come and work out with me, and I'm gonna show you how to do it on your own, build your own team. You ain't gotta let them come to you. You don't have to go to them. I'll show you how to do it." Ooh. Did I say that out loud? Okay,
he did
say that out loud, and they
quoted. How real can you dig? He ain't even jumped ship.
No
win, lose, or draw, he was with the Bucks.
The quote is, "You keep joining super teams to win an NBA title. How about we work out together sometimes so I can teach you how to carry your own team, quote unquote.
Mm. And if I may say something, Charles Barkley said the same thing today about it. He said at some point you got to be a leader. You just can't think you're going to be the greatest player in the game because you joined the Spurs. I mean, you joined the Golden State when they were on top. They came and got you. You didn't. They came and got you and said, "Come on, ride with us. We on our way back to the championship. Come on, ride with us." And you just because you went out there and you had the ball more than anybody else, and we know you don't pass the ball once it comes to you, it's going up, you know, and you score more points, and that's how we evaluate who is the number one player, who's the MVP, by who scored the most points, not by who did the most in the game, but who scored the most points. So he hasn't been the leader of a team like Sis said, Giannis said, come to me and let's see who wants to play with me. Who wants to join me? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what Giannis has done. People want to go play with Giannis.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because he had a chance to leave. He had a chance to leave. He was like, nah, just like Damon Lillard. Like, he got a chance to leave too.
Exactly.
Like, a million times he could have left. But he felt like, why do that? The ring not that important, I guess. The ring not that important to Dame. He feel like people should come to him.
Hey,
you know,
Dame,
and it's
Dame
good.
Said,
they like him. He's doing good.
Damon said Giannis was on a talk show, and they had him read that off. He spoke on LeBron also. It was him playing around. They saying that he said it, but it was him playing around.
Okay.
So, playing around with the truth.
I say
playing around the truth. Yeah.
The most funniest joke are birthed from the truth. So that's why I love Cat Williams as I do. That's why I love Cat Williams because everything he say. You find yourself saying, "Damn, that is good." Something like that happened to me. So, yeah.
Especially running to the refrigerator part. Hey, speaking of Damian Leonard, why are they gonna give him a drug test for scoring 71 points?
Because
his name's not Luka Doncic. Because his name is not Luka Doncic.
Donovan Mitchell like that too.
Exactly.
They
she don't look like Luka. Not
all
his
the time.
Name.
So you score 0 points. So you score 0 points. They're gonna trash you on the newspaper because you expect to score something. But you score 71 points. I gotta take a drug test. Come on,
that's when they say drug test you when you score zero. You ain't score nothing. He on something.
What drug is out there that make that? What drug is out there to make the ball go in the back? I just want to know. So I need to take it.
Exactly. Yes.
Can
I tell y'all what Kirby is
saying? I can't believe this.
Kirby is online, y'all. He want me to tell you guys hello, first and foremost, to all the beautiful people on Kale's Corner. He said, I am looking good in my Kale's Corner shirt. It got it on Kale. I got Kale's Corner on the front and the back. If you don't have a Kale's Corner shirt, you are not cool.
Oh,
damn!
Hey, I'm supposed to get one.
Tell him how you feel,
Kirby.
What's up, Kirby?
Everybody say, "Hey, Kirby."
I'm gonna tell y'all, Kirby. The day that
what up,
Kirby?
What up, Kirby?
His shirt, the day Kirby got his shirt, he sent me a message. With him in the shirt, Kirby showed me the front. He showed me from both sides, left and right, and the back, and said, "This mama jamma fits me beautifully." Hey, we thank you for your support, Kirk.
Yeah,
we thank you for your support, and I see you here, Kirk. But I'm gonna bring you in during the football talk because I know you love. Football talk. So I'm gonna bring you in during the football talk. Real quick, y'all. We talked Damian Lillard. The Lakers had an Anthony Davis sighting on Sunday night versus the Dallas Mavericks. So much to the point where Dallas had a little contention between the head coach,
yeah,
and Luka Doncic. The coach came out and said, we need
Jason
to grow
Kidd.
Up. Jason, yeah, excuse me, Jason Kidd came out and said, we need to grow up. We need to understand how to handle adversity better than we have been. We need to get our minds on basketball instead of everything else that's confusing us at this time. So
they had a 20-point lead, though.
Yeah, yeah.
They went out and got him.
You know what? I'm gonna say this: in this new NBA, 20-point lead ain't nothing, sir.
Nothing.
A 20-point lead is nothing. No more in this new NBA. It was a time
when a team
had another team by 20 points, we would turn the TV off because we would consider that game as over. Now it's no defense being played whatsoever. So these guys are always in the chain. These guys always have a possibility to come back now. Now, I'm going to say this.
What do you want to say?
While I'm mad about no defense being played, I'm enjoying these comebacks. Forgive me.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying these comebacks, man, because my Wizards did it, and it was good to see them on the opposite side of a 20-point deficit and do something, you know, as a team.
About it.
You feel me? So, you know, I'm kind of torn with that. You know, part of me is 20 points is too much to allow a team to come back from. And the other part of me is like, well, hell, my team did it. So, and I was happy about them doing it.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep it wild.
Well, you know what? The thing is, you look once the playoffs start, ain't nobody going to be scoring 150 points. You know, ain't going to win no championship without playing some defense. So ain't nobody going to be scoring no 150 points. Right now, they just up and down the court, running and gunning. It's incredible.
Slam dunking.
And I'm surprised.
And shoot from the hashtag. Everybody's going to shoot from there.
It's more about
and I saw that conference that Jason Kidd gave, and he said, hey, man, I'm watching the game just like everybody else. I'm like, what? You doing what?
Right.
Didn't you be coaching this game? Didn't you know that you were going to have two egos out there on the court together, and you had to figure out a way?
Yeah. Because Kyrie or Luke are not coming off the bench. You have to figure that. Because neither one of them coming off the bench.
How y'all feel about LeBron? Wow. He is out indefinitely. Do y'all think AD can, pull a team together and make a run for it?
Nope.
What y'all think?
No.
I'm going to say
how do you say Chad Williams fans? How do you say Chad Williams
fans? He's going to be out for the next 2 weeks. He's going to be out, for at least 2 weeks. So that's about 7 games.
How do you say child please in Spanish?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord.
I think it's a setup. I think it's a setup because if LeBron doesn't play until they get to the playoffs, I think it's a setup
more
for
playoffs.
LeBron to get rested and everything. They can still make the playoffs. All they need to do is win.
They can make the play-in.
Okay, because they're four games, I think two games behind now. I think they're two games behind to make the play-in.
And I think that's what they're counting on, a healthy Davis and a healthy LeBron together, because they looked good there for a minute last night till he did that little fake ankle.
And D-Lo was hurt, too.
But you know who was hurt the most? The NBA last season when LeBron didn't make the playoff. They were hurting.
Yeah.
They were hurting. So they're not going to allow that to happen. They're not going to allow that to happen.
They play the Grizzlies, Thunder, Timberwolves, Warriors, Grizzlies again, the Raptors, the Knicks, the Pelicans. They might win the Pelicans. They might win the Rockets, the Mavericks. Without LeBron, I don't know if they can do that. He bring 30. He bring 30, at least 32 points to the team. So I don't know if they can beat these teams. Yeah, they might fall out.
The old Lakers.
Now they gotta
play the refs. Yes. The old Lakers before the trade deadline. Yes, I agree with you 100%. But this Lakers team now is young.
D-Lo
hurt too. I understand what you're saying, but with these young players and the ref and the league, the ref and the league and these young players on the Lakers side, we don't know what's going to happen. Seriously,
that's true.
We don't know what's going to happen.
They're gonna need AD.
Hey, with the Memphis,
when he's on that stretch, giving you them 30 and 40 points and 18 rebounds. They're going to need him, as long as LeBron out, he's going to have to do that for at least 7 or 8 games, man.
Yeah.
He's going to have to give you that every night.
Do you think he can?
But all
these up-and-coming teams, though.
I'm not going to say he can do it every night, but he will have some games where he's going to give it to you. Yes.
Right. Yeah, that Houston game, probably that Thunder game, because Shai Gilgeous, that boy, he not playing because he hurt. So he got some, you know what I'm saying, some games that he might can do that on. But Ja Morant, they going to, I don't know. Okay.
That's what I was about to say. What about a team like Memphis? Memphis on the rise,
I understand
the Lakers being gone, that could be good.
But see,
hey, Slim,
y'all ain't big brother. Again, with the help of the ref and all that. All that's going to play a part, y'all. Y'all know that.
You're right, Tay.
But listen, speaking of Ja Morant, I'm surprised that they're not waiting in the locker room with a cup for him after the game.
They do. They do.
I saw that boy. No, I'm saying more frequently. That's what I mean, Tree.
Okay.
More frequently.
Okay.
He got more unit tests than anybody. He done had 6 or 7 so far this year, big bro. And nobody.
Look what he's doing, bro. Look how he out there. They need an explanation.
He's jumping
out
of the gym.
Exactly.
But that don't,
this family climbing mountains.
Hey, young boy. It's not like he just started doing it. He was doing it since he's been in the league. So,
yeah,
I mean, no steps all them time, that's wrong, period. I don't care if he's jumping over mountains.
Let me ask you one question.
They ain't never,
has Memphis had
never
the notoriety,
like y'all say?
Has Memphis had the notoriety that they do now?
No, man. Them three
they didn't.
Falling, man. You got Blaine.
Yeah.
They had Mike Conley
back in the days, 2008. They had Mike Conley, Mike Gasol. They had them back in the day.
Yeah,
they were the threat then.
That's a 007. That's a
007.
That's
a moment, Tay. Tell us the moment,
that's a 007 moment, man. I understand what you're saying, 007. Conley is a consistent player, but he's not even doing what Bane and them doing when he was over there. Conley is a general when he running that floor, but he's not Bane. That boy Booker, is his name Booker Brooks? Oh, he's not
Booker.
John Morant. I don't care what you say.
Brooks.
He's none of them.
What I was saying that he's up. John Morant is more upgraded now than they was in 2008. They took San Antonio to Game 7 back then. They got cheated. They're supposed to be in the first. That's here now and then. I like this Memphis Grizzlies right now, and I'm looking forward to them going deep in the playoffs.
Respect.
Okay.
I got you now.
Okay.
I thought you was trying to compare Conley and Gasol and them.
No, I wasn't trying to compare them.
I got you. Yes, sir. You're right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I feel you.
All right. Let's bring Brother T in.
Let me take that moment back. You got another chance, 007.
Come on, Ted. What's up, bro?
What's up, Terry?
Take your phone off mute,
unmute yourself.
Wow.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
Hey, hey.
Beautiful.
What's up, Terry?
All right. I gotta be careful. I'm paying the time lord. He's giving out the merit.
He's giving out trophies, I think.
Yeah,
that's right. Remember them demerits.
Oh man, what's happening? What's
my
question?
The NBA.
We talking NBA, the Lakers with the Anthony Davis sighting and game time, 71-point output versus Houston.
Oh, well. I was going to get the Dame out the way because they're showing it. Dame has always been that scorer, you know, but I respect Dame for his loyalty and all that. But you know, that's just a lot of scoring and ain't doing nothing. You know, that's just it. You know, he's gonna score them points. He's been doing that with McCollum, without McCollum. He definitely got McCollum now. So I don't know what Portland doing. If they try to get in the lottery or whatever. But you know, I commend Dame on his loyalty and all that. He's a big time scorer. He is that, but that doesn't transcend to anything. You know, so
right.
When he get there, he just got that contract or whatever contract he about to get, he gonna be at $500 million with that one organization.
They just need some things around them because they took things away from them, but I like Jeremy Grant with them. You know, I like the little makeup they have, but I wish they hadn't got rid of Josh Hart. I don't know why they got rid of him, sent him to New York, because that was their defensive man, and then also can stick those key baskets for you. But it wasn't working. So I don't know what, I don't know what they were trying to do, but kudos to him for being loyal to one team, you know. Hopefully he can gravitate some people to him, but they way in the Northwest, you know, nobody try to go up to rainy Portland and this and that, you know, although they do got a good basketball coach, especially since 1977 when they won the championship with Bill Walton, you know, when they beat the Sixers. That's that. And then as far as the Lakers, I did hear somebody talk about the phony ankle thing, the foot thing. I do too. I think all that's planned, you know, because his foot was hurt before. Like I said, before the All-Star game, he hurt his foot or was sore after he scored those points. Took himself out. He made sure he solidified that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then he took
against
off.
Against
He took
man,
off
I mean,
in the game.
Against a bum team. Against a bum team, too. But
exactly.
Ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. And if winning was important, he would have made sure they got the victory and won. Because they know every game counts, not just after the All-Star game, every game counts because you don't know what's going to happen. Every game counts, period. And so he got the All-Star, got the record, took himself out that game during the record, you know, during that game.
Mm-hmm.
They lost. He didn't play two or three more games, but then he go play.
Right.
I think he came back one game or something before the All-Star game, but he played in the All-Star game so hard. He played harder than other players because he was trying to get the MVP so he can put that on his record. But he went to the All-Star so he could put that on his record as far as consecutive All-Stars and most All-Stars or what have you. So he's calculated, which, hey, that's him. That's what he does, you know. That's what he does, you know. I ain't gonna get into that, but that's
all about him and his brand.
So
I got two questions. Do you think Dame will have enough and just leave Portland, and do you think Anthony Davis can carry the Lakers through this gauntlet that Treat just read off in their upcoming schedule?
No to Anthony Davis. To go ahead.
No, go ahead, Ted.
But no to that question. I don't think the Lakers go. They done. They done. it's just a show when he came back. When him coming back, just to try to make face to say that, hey, I'm here to try. Every game is so important. It ain't important because the other games would have been important, dude, against the lesser team. Now right. You getting in the stretch of this. So now you want to take yourself out again initially because you heard something pop. That injury, if you heard something pop, that should have been more sore for you to go on than you could have went on and when you had that scoring record. Mm-hmm. You know, right. So which ankle we saw was most severe? Because you just took yourself out because you felt it was uncomfortable. You felt complication this and that. But now on the ground, you talking about you heard it pop, but you okay. You know,
right.
Use a phony, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I give you accolades on what you've done. I had to compare to what you have done. But use a phony on things. Everything
right.
is calculated, man. So, you know. Now you're taking yourself out because of the show, and when y'all don't make it, it's this excuse because LeBron was hurt. That's why we didn't make it.
Yep.
The question you have as far as Dame, I think Dame is going to stay there, man. Just, it's how it is. That's how Dame is, man. I just think he's going to stay there. Like you said, he done earned almost $1 billion, so he good.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
you know,
he's
good.
Some people love him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Kirby, Kale, this one for you, Kale. This one for you, Kale. Kirby said, Kale thinks he is cool having pairs of shoes, all those pairs of shoes. When I buy shoes, I get 4 at a time. The horseshoes, that is. Hee-haw.
Good shoes, right?
I just figured I'd tell y'all, just break the ice with y'all.
Well, I can't wear horseshoes. So Nike
exactly.
boots, Adidas, Timberland, New Balance. Y'all know about that Jordan? That's what I'm rolling with.
Okay.
Y'all know about?
Okay. Yeah.
Tell Kirby I got a pair of Redskins, and I can call them Redskins because it's the actual Indian. Painted on the all-white Air Force Ones that I only wear during football season. So, I don't think you can get that logo on a horseshoe, Kirby.
You better off getting a Bronco.
Bronco.
You better off getting a Bronco.
I ain't messing with him.
Uh-oh, y'all.
I ain't messing with him. He almost had a moment. I ain't doing it, though.
No. He had a moment. He just said.
I ain't doing it.
You know what, y'all? We're going to take a quick break,
quick
y'all. Y'all done basketball talk. Can we move on?
We'll be right back,
563, yeah, 999-3782. Hey, 007, I love you, man.
Yeah.
I got you, bro.
Keep on moving, don't stop. And we're going to do that, y'all. Kale's Corner is going to keep on moving. Now, NFL, ding dong, the Bama is gone. Oh, my goodness.
I can't.
Go over there and somebody go change 007 diaper. Boy, he just started. I'm serious.
I will not.
Y'all understand. I'm sorry.
Washington football team. And I'm going to jump out there and say this right now. in the best offseason we've had in years. In years. Make another smart move. Releasing Carson Wentz, saving $26.17 million against the cap. Listen.
About that.
You cannot tell me that this organization is still being ran by children. You can't. You can't. You cannot tell me that my organization. Listen, I argued with y'all, and I didn't want to agree because I just couldn't bring myself, just like I can't bring myself to Commanders, I could not bring myself to saying, yeah, we was ran by idiots because we are no longer, no longer being an organization being ran by idiots. And with that being said, Kirby, come
no,
on.
No, 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 no. Slow up, Scam. Why you say that? Yeah. All they did was get rid of the quarterback. They didn't get rid of nobody in the front office.
It's deeper than that, 57.
Well, tell me how deep it is, bruh.
It's deeper than that, bruh.
And we hired one of the considered best minds, offensive minds in the NFL. Am I lying? Tell me where there's no truth in that.
I'm just saying, Kale, you said our organization is no longer being run by, what do you say, idiots or whatever, and I'm saying is, y'all, you changed was your offensive coordinator, and you got rid of a quarterback. Yeah, because you're screaming in the phone,
not
man.
Not your question, 57. How you going to have an offensive coordinator who can't even call timeouts, manage timeouts, or throw a China flags when it's needed?
I'm not disagreeing with you on any of that. I'm not disagreeing with you on any of that, 007. All I'm saying is you still got the same management. You still got the same ownership. So how can you say that they're no longer running the organization just because you changed your offensive coordinator and you got rid of a quarterback that nobody in the league wants anyway?
Okay. And your point is?
I'm asking you the question. How can you verify your statement by saying your management didn't change? You just changed your offensive coordinator.
So your team's still being run
by the same idiots.
Okay, you're going to let me answer your question? You're going to let me answer your question?
Go right ahead, sir. No,
okay.
Sir. No, I'm
okay.
Not. How
First
did that answer
all,
good?
Do you think,
go ahead, man.
Do you think that the offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy, is better than this guy? I don't even remember his name, y'all. Scott Turner. Thank you. Do you believe Eric Bieniemy?
I didn't say anything against that. See, this
is
where you're confused, Kale. I'm answering your question. I didn't say anything against that. I didn't say anything against Bieniemy. I think that's a good move, but he's not running the organization. All he is the offensive coordinator. He's not even
the
head coach.
So he's running the offense.
I'm just saying he's not running the organization, which is the statement that you made. That's all I'm just going on the statement that you made.
And normally when it's a big name quarterback or player out there on the market, possibly, you don't even hear Washington being mentioned as one of the teams that are soliciting this young man's capability.
Because we're moving forward with Sam Howell.
Well, no, I've heard that we are going after Lamar Jackson. These are the comments that I've read. We're going after Lamar Jackson. And 57, because there has been so many boneheaded, why they do that type of moves with my organization, these two moves solidifies it for me. Because we never did anything like this in the past. Yes, we did, but it's been so long ago, we can't even talk about it now.
So basically, the idiots just got it right, The idiots didn't change run the organization. They just made a good move this time that you like.
Well, somebody,
because you still got the same people running the organization.
Somebody led those idiots to doing the right thing. You, tomato, tomato, brain, or sleep. You name it whatever you want. This is what I'm seeing. At 57, you will not steal my joy. Yeah, talking about,
I'm not trying to steal your joy. Come on, take it from you. If you want it, it's yours.
Every NFC East team with the Giants, Eagles, and the Cowboys making the playoffs had a chance to win the Super Bowl, left us out. And you getting this coach to come here, that's telling me something. But anyway, I ain't going to think ahead, but, hey, look, we need to get there. Cause if we do, we gonna finish.
That was a moment. Okay, so let's bring in Kirby.
That was a moment.
That was a moment. But okay.
Yeah, because you said, but that was a moment. You said I'm not gonna finish it. I'm gonna leave it alone. But you brought it back anyway.
But you
finished. Hey.
Yeah.
But hey, I like your enthusiasm, bro. I like your enthusiasm. Come on, Kurt. Come on, Kurt.
Hey, Kurt.
He always called me that. But the difference is that Eric, the enemy, will be in charge of the entire offense, the staff, and everything. Be calling the whole play and Riverboat Ron will have nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also so you know, instead of scoring 18 points a game, we'll be doing about 26, 27 points a game just to start off with.
Mm. Oh.
Now, the question that I have for 57, at cornerback, they got us taking the one that Pittsburgh wants because his father played for Pittsburgh Steelers. You know
what quarterback that we want that y'all taking? We got our quarterback.
Cornerback. C O R N.
What cornerback are you talking about?
He's picking a Porter.
Porter.
He's picking a Porter.
Porter.
Yeah, and that.
We weren't really interested in him.
Really? Really?
Really? We were.
Daddy played for you, and his granddaddy, and great granddaddy too. Yeah.
Yeah, hey, that don't mean nothing.
I guess the bus got
to stop
somewhere.
Yep, you know what I'm saying?
But,
shoot.
It's always a pleasure to call into Kel's Corner and talk to all the beautiful people. Oh, hi, Ronnie. You look like you've been beat by the ugly stick. But,
Looking at his boy.
Feeling good. I'm feeling frisky with my Kel's Corner T-shirt that I got.
That's what's up.
I need one.
They on sale.
Y'all go to TNT Fashions and things. Trees got them.
That's right.
The Timberlands, the Kel's Corner shirt, the Nike boots, the Gucci belt, the Louis belt, the Prada belt, every belt you can think of. You got it. Y'all give it a lady. And the sweatsuit. Don't let me forget the sweatsuit. Sitting here with a closet full of them. Yeah. Yeah. So, but thank you, Kirby. For coming and assisting me and showing 57 what the difference is with this organization. You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, well,
I still don't
tell
see
you
it.
What, it's, he got a point. I mean, you know, we got an owner that needs to get his ass out of there. You know, go back on his yacht. You know.
The report is
cold running women out there and stuff. You know.
Well, the report is Dan Snyder won't be on a yacht for a couple of years after the FBI. finished with their investigation with him painting the Redskins logo on his yacht and then charging the team $400 million for representation. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They're going to put it so far back in the jail.
They're going to put it so far back in the jailhouse, they're going to have to pump daylight to it.
There you go.
He'll never see a jail cell. That's that white collar. That's the white collar crime. He's going to pay it all. It's a fine. He's going to pay the fine.
Yeah.
And they're going to be done with it.
Yeah.
Probably.
You are exactly right. But guess what? He won't be the owner of this team. It is one more straw that is breaking that camel's back, y'all. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I know he's not going to jail. Like you say, Tree, that's a white-collar crime. That man won't see one day in jail. Because at the end of it all, he can always say, Washington is my team. Why can't I paint my team on my yacht?
Yep.
No, you can't paint your team on your yacht. I just told y'all, I painted my team on my tennis shoes. So, yeah, you can do that.
I got mine on my tennis shoes.
You can't charge them $400 million for doing that and claiming advertising. That's where the wrong comes in.
Yeah.
Well, he might still with Johnny Cochran Jr. and prove us all wrong.
Okay.
I ain't gonna never let them until it's over. Until the fat lady says.
Ronnie, how's your YouTube thing going on there, Mr. Hollywood?
Well, it's cool, I guess. I have fun with it, like I'm having fun right now. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Having
good job.
Fun.
Yeah.
Taking notes. Hey, look, on Saturday I will be calling the new show. You know, support everybody.
Yeah.
You know how I do. Even I have to be in the bathroom.
I won't go mention that.
I won't go mention that tonight.
I was gonna let that slip on by.
Man, you already snitched on me, so I'm gonna might as well just go ahead on.
The Giants are releasing Kenny Golladay March 15th, the beginning of the year. He's gonna be gone, so he's gonna be out there for somebody to pick up Kenny Golladay.
So I'm getting a Fournette. Tampa Bay got rid of Fournette too.
Yes, they did.
It's gonna be a lot of transition. A lot of people switching teams and stuff. You know, this year off season and stuff, making moves.
Right.
That's gonna be gone from Dallas.
How
you say that, Payne? They gonna get rid of your boy though, man.
No, he took a pay cut. You're not going nowhere.
You say Dak?
Yeah, he took a pay cut. Dak ain't going nowhere.
You got to wait for two more years contract over with. The person we need to take the pay cut is Zeke.
And Zeke already did it.
Man, big time.
Zeke has already agreed to the pay cut. What y'all think about Bobby Wagner? Where Bobby Wagner going to end up? I know Debo said he can come on back home. Debo said he can come back home. You think he's going to Dallas?
He like the Cowboys. It's going to be. It's going to be either Seattle or the Cowboys. If ever one of them is getting that money.
He should come on with the Bears.
Scoopy, instead of getting Lamar Johnson, Johnson, I think we should get him. I think the Commanders should get him to have Davis.
Family.
Yeah.
Kirby, do me a favor. Mute your phone, Kirby. Mute your phone, please. Now, at this time, we welcome in the Rick, the Doc, the Walker. What's up, Doc?
Hey, Doug Walker.
Man, I'm just trying to get Mr. Kirby. I don't want to be in Mr. Kirby's doghouse, man. I had a doctor's appointment today and the eyes, and I've been trying to, you know, keep them shades on and moving, but I can't get on Mr. Kirby's bad side. So, see, y'all night people, you retire, y'all all wealthy. I'm up at 6 a.m., see? Yeah, I don't do this night stuff. I'm an a.m. guy. It's dark when I get up. Y'all don't wake up till noon.
The money, Doc.
You know, and Mr. Kirby wearing me
money,
out.
Doc.
Now, well, you know what? It's too late to change that. So I got to go work.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got to work.
Oh, man.
We appreciate
Doc,
you, though.
Doc, I made a statement, and which 57 disagreed, and he was in all within his right to disagree with it. But I'm saying that the idiot are no longer running this Washington organization with cutting Carson Wentz and signing Eric Bieniemy as the coordinator and an assistant head coach. What say you? You're close. You have your thumb on the pulse of this team. What say you?
I think it's encouraging, but only because I think he's better than the guy replaced. Everything else is the same. And he's better to me than the guy replaced. So he's an upgrade, but it's way too soon. It's never too soon to talk ball. But in reality, only because we're only doing this because we're bored. Because we know it don't mean a damn thing to what the starting lineup will look like in September. We don't even know who's going to be the owner or the coach. We don't know anything. But I do think we're better off than we were before it happened. Because Bieniemy is better to me, excuse me, than the guy he replaced. And I'm really – but see, Joe Gibbs left Eric Coryell. I don't think you're going to get Kansas City's offense. I hope you don't. You're going to get Eric Bieniemy. Like Joe Gibbs, Don Coryell didn't run what we ran. I don't care about Kansas City. I want to know what Eric Bieniemy's brain is going to put together with this group. Right. And I think it's going to be better than anything we've had in the past because he's got good personnel. But, excuse me, it's not going to mean anything if you don't block for him. And Rivera's bad decisions, not only at quarterback, but the two guards he chose, it didn't work out. Center got hurt. That's not Ron's fault. But Larson was the best we had. He's hurt. Roulier's hurt. Well, one's coming back. So I'm very reluctant to ever discuss anything I can't back up with facts. I don't even know who's going to start. I don't even know who's going to be on their team. So I'm handling right now this. I'm in an NBA mindset. So what I do know is that I can't wait to see KD hit the floor. You know, LeBron's out. So, because, I mean, that's relevant. This stuff here is all candy cane. We just talking about because we bored. You don't know what the owner's going to do. Rich people don't get persecuted. If that was the case, Donald Trump would be persecuted. They don't. It don't matter what Snyder did. They're never guilty. They never turn each other in, and all they're doing is playing people that will get sucked into it. I'm sucked into it because I have to do a job tomorrow at noon. Other than that, I don't give a damn. Because all we're going to do is replace one with another one. And they're not like this next guy's going to be different. I just hope the next guy doesn't F up the football program. That he goes and builds your stadium. We only need an owner for a stadium. Because he has no football IQ anyway. So just build the stadium so I can get revenue so we can afford the right players. Snyder's big mistakes is that he had 20 years and he never learned the game. Wasn't interested in learning it. So he hired all these mediocre people, and you get mediocre results. He hired nobody special. He passed up on the brother out of Baltimore day one, the defensive coordinator, and brought in Spurrier and then made the brother teach him. No different than they did back in the 1600s. So y'all not seeing. I mean, you know, it's the same old shit that always go. If you want to do yourself a favor, listen, watch the Bill Russell special on cable. I'm trying to think of the carrier. Maybe it's Netflix. It's a documentary on Bill Russell, two-part. Mm-hmm. It shows you how ugly this country was in the 50s and 60s.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what these athletes had to endure and play and win. So when I see that, then I come to these softies now and I go, I ain't got no, hey, man, go play. Because these dudes are making a fortune. NBA, they're taking time off. Them Negroes would be at somewhere in a blacktop or a gymnasium playing all night long. If they wasn't in the NBA, they'd be hooping at a club, boys club, girls club, playing all night. And now that they're making 20 and 30 million a year, and I don't care about the home crowd as much. I get that. Take your nights off at home. But to go on the road, they come to D.C., people bought them tickets because they thought LeBron was going to play. Now, if he's hurt, he's hurt. But to have a grown-ass man take time off is healthy. No, you can't cut his minutes. That's up to the coach. Just play him a half.
That's what I said. Yeah,
play him a half. Why you got to send him out the whole game? So common sense hardly seldom ever comes into play.
In today's sports world, the player has more power than the coach. You know,
in some leagues. No. What league?
Down in Atlanta. And
what sport?
NBA.
NBA? Oh, yeah, NBA.
Yeah.
NBA. Yeah, NBA is the only one. That's where it stops. And they're going to change that after they have a CBA. But, again, America didn't watch the NBA till Larry Bird and Magic Johnson became an item.
Yeah, true.
They don't watch it now. People don't watch the NBA till the playoffs. The NBA is powerful. It's so powerful. We watch it in our communities. They're not watching it across the globe. I mean, they do watch it. Where they win is that they now got international players. So Doncic is watched all over the world. So some of our best players are European players. What I'm hoping they do, because the All-Star game sucks, is to make it U.S. versus the rest of the world. Now, you know Giannis is going to be on their team. You know Embiid's going to be on their team. So it's going to be a war. That's the only thing I think will get us competitive, the way we come out and play hard. But the NBA is a microcosm of America. And they use it strictly for entertainment only. And they'll watch it at the playoffs.
I think they should put it back to East versus West. Don't you think East versus West would be better instead of just everybody picking whatever team they want?
The only reason I don't care because they no longer care about that. These boys will go play for a Celtic will go play for a Laker and a Laker will go play for a Celtic. Don't forget, Shaq was a Celtic.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about money, and I can't be mad at it. It's all about the money. Get the money. Get the money. Like Charles Barkley, I'm so happy for Michael, because Michael hasn't done anything. He hadn't done a Tiger Woods.
it's an enormous pressure on anybody to be that famous. And he's dealt with it well. It's a hell of a league. It has more men of color as head coaches than any other league. The Big East in basketball is leading the way in that. So we're breaking a lot of ground. But you got to get to the upper echelon. And that's why these coaches have got to win championships in order to elevate the whole game. So it's good. I'm pleased with – I don't like what I see in the NBA in terms of guys not playing.
Yeah.
I don't want to lower the schedule because it kills the records. You know, 82. The 3-point. Look, I wasn't crazy about LeBron being named the scoring champion when my boy only shot twos because that was the rules.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he beat it, but let's just say he beat it with a different system. I don't believe in rules changes. Like, my boy Bob Gibson was the best pitcher on earth, and they lowered the mound because he was black. They couldn't have a black man striking out all these white people.
Right. Yeah.
So they lowered the mound. Will Chamberlain, they banned dunking. They blew out Fender, they banned dunking. They didn't do it when the guy with the Lakers, Minneapolis Lakers, they had the white boy that was 7 feet tall. But every time an African-American turns the sport around, they ultimately change the rules.
Because
and then
it's dominated with Tiger.
And they dominate that. They do it with everybody. They change the rules.
So let me ask you a quick question, Doc.
Time.
What about Patrick?
Yeah. No.
What about Patrick and
it's
Georgetown?
Awful.
I want to hear your comment on that again.
It saddens me. I've been to one game. I don't mention it. I do like the white people doing news. They just don't mention things to help the cause. He's got to resign on his own. They'll never fire him.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think it would be their interest to fire him. But I do think that his agent should do everybody a favor. It's not a lack of work ethic. His recruiting is the only thing I would be negative about because he never bought in. We're in the richest basketball area in America from a high school standpoint. And the Maryland coach is over there at Fall of Six watching Gonzaga, watching all them. Pat's nowhere to be seen. And he's never gone. And it's a difference in philosophy. And I ain't mad at him. I think he's more geared for pros. He waited all the years as a pro. I think he's got an NBA mindset. These kids now, the parents, they don't know him. The parents know him. They don't know him. They'd have had a better chance with Allen Iverson going out.
Yeah.
But he don't want to be a coach. You know, so
right.
Big John's era, I mean, it's over. And I reached out to the GM today. Off the record, just because I want to talk to him and figure out. I mean, I did a show 2 years ago with Pat. We had on net, and it was Center Court with Patrick Ewing. We're doing it on the internet, and he didn't like. See, you gotta like media to be good in today's world. You cannot want to do interviews. You gotta do it. Social media.
Right.
Like it or not, it's here to stay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Doc, we up against it. We have to stay on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7. And listen, man, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your professional, expert analysis on.
Hey, man,
things.
I'm just
really
keeping it. Look,
really
y'all.
Good.
I mean, seriously, stay the same. I didn't want Mr. Kirby. I didn't want him to jump me, and he was like, he was just after me. I said, "Man, I gotta." No, it's pretty active right now. Taxes. Plus, I'm a caregiver. No, I got all kind of stuff going. PM is rugged, but I'll always find a way. We'll make it happen and stay in touch. Y'all be good.
Y'all can reach Doc on Patreon.
He's on Patreon.
Yeah, I'll be on in the morning on the podcast on Patreon. Yeah, I'll be on. It's going well. We're going on our second year, and I love it because don't nobody stop me from saying what I want to say now, but on this, it's even worse. And so it's
I know that's right.
Check it out. Yeah, it's crazy.
Right.
It's crazy. All right. Appreciate y'all, man.
Thank you for coming.
All right. Keep your eye on Mr. Kirby.
Thanks,
you got it. All right.
Thanks,
you got
dog.
It. All right.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
We're going to send you a Kale's Corner shirt, Doc. We'll send you a shirt.
All right.
All you guys,
right. That
we are up against the time. I'm so sorry. DMV Kale would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. You guys already know we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 56999-3782. You guys can follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. And you guys can go to blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. Thank you, Doc Walker. Keep all of our friends and families in your prayers, especially Uncle Shorty. We love you guys. We love you guys, and we'll see you guys on Thursday. Kale?
Thursday coming up, y'all. Hey, listen, be ready. We coming into March, so it's time for us to get into some March Madness. Everybody, have a great Wednesday. Be safe out there. And if you love them, they should already know. We'll get at y'all.
Yes, indeed.